This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free to 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. We go back to Mac in Georgia. Now, Mac, you are a military police officer, but apparently you're also moonlighting as a cab driver. And you were telling us about some of the new regulations or rule changes that the city council or whomever it is there, whatever governmental regulatory body, has decided to bring down upon the business. And I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. So go ahead and fill us in.
Yeah, the biggest change is that we have to charge sales tax on our fares, which people really hate.
You have to sales tax on the fare?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's in the 7%, but the biggest concern is that we had to wear uniforms. Now, they did have a law on the books and the old taxicab on the saying that we had to wear collared shirts and all that crap. I told y'all about that because I almost got a ticket when I first started.
Yeah.
It was a $25 ticket. So they put it for the uniforms, it's a $100 ticket. And they actually have city employees, city marshals riding around, stopping families and stopping cab drivers in the middle of the street, inspecting to make sure they have law books and wearing these drivers taking shirts.
What, so it's not the police that are enforcing this; it's some sort of code enforcer.
Yeah.
And how do they stop you? Do they like act like they're a customer and then they say, "Ah, I'm an inspector"?
They're driving city vehicles. Everybody know what the vehicle number is, and if they pull in front of you, turn the 40 fastest on.
Really?
And stop dead in the middle of the street, you know you might as well just pull over.
What if you have a fare with you at that time?
They wait. They're nice enough to wait, but they also make sure that they have enough people, and they don't have too many people. I got the inspector stopped me right after Thanksgiving, and I had like 100, I mean, I had 10 people in my car for a van that was for 6. Everybody was seeing it constantly and said, except for the two people up front, got a $100 ticket.
So he was telling you that you were carrying too many passengers?
Yeah.
That's the idea? Now, what would your boss have said about that? I mean, with the whoever it is that's in charge of the taxi cab company, would he be all right with you carrying 10 passengers?
He just told me, don't do it again.
Well, right. But now, wait. Did you have to pay the fine, or was it the company that paid?
Oh, I would have to pay, but I called her boss, and I got a ticket.
Wait, you called? I'm sorry, I missed that. You called who?
I called the cab inspector's boss, the main city marshal, and I got out the ticket.
Oh, you got out of it. Okay, well that's good. I'm glad you managed to finagle that your way out of it. But man, what a tough situation. Mark, you were a cab driver at one point. Did they have rules like that that you had to follow?
I'm sure that there are all kinds of rules. I pretty much
know what they were.
I did whatever I wanted to.
But that's not the reason I called.
Oh, all right. We'll do it. Get to it because we got lots of people waiting.
Okay, but the main reason I called was that they also put in some more regulations for St. Patrick's Day. Was saying that we cannot charge on a flat rate, even though we had to drive to a sea of people just to get down the street. And, you know, they're using really reasonable rates. And, I mean, they changed all kinds of stuff for the city, for the St. Patrick's Day, and pretty much all the cab drivers are up in arms. And the city council is pretty much to the point they'll bankrupt the city before they admit they're wrong.
Yeah, well, that's typical for government. I mean, whenever you're in the government, you don't have to say you're sorry. Hey, Mac, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. The regulations never stop. There's always a new rule right around the corner. Some new government bureaucrat or a busybody has it in their mind as to how they can better control your business. And then they get into power and they put those regulations through. And the taxi cab drivers can be up in arms about it, but they're going to obey. Because if they don't, then the city will pull their license, or the city will fine them, or they'll pull their medallion, or whatever it is, and they won't be on the road anymore. And if they're spotted on the road, they'll be pulled over, and they'll be arrested. So how do you deal with a situation like that? I don't know. I think that you'd have to do some kind of civil disobedience, some mass civil disobedience, but the problem with getting a bunch of business people together to do disobedience is a problem on its own. Most business people aren't willing to put anything on the line. They want to do business. They're not there to take a risk like that.
And they've all benefited from that medallion process to drive around and put their medallions at risk. They know that then if they make a stand against the bureaucracy, that what they'll be doing is opening the door wide for competition of people that would come in and give rides without medallions, jitney cabs as they're called. So they don't want that. They would prefer to give up more and more and more of their rights and sovereignty in order to get the paycheck.
To keep their restricted marketplace?
Yes.
We continue with your calls about what you want. We'll go ladies first to Jessica in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jessica.
Hi. How are you doing
tonight? Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Jessica?
Not a whole lot. I've been trying to send emails out to as many people as I possibly can contact. I was looking around on the Internet just trying to do more research and keep myself educated on the topics that are coming up. And there was one topic that I noticed that seemed a little bit eerie to me, and I was hoping maybe I could get it out through you guys.
Sure. What is it?
It's a bill that's going to be coming towards the floor rather soon. It was just put in the 22nd of January, and the bill is called H.R. 645. And this bill it's directed towards Homeland Security. And basically, if anybody wanted to look it up, it's on governmenttrack.us. It's to direct the security of Homeland to establish national emergency centers on military bases.
Oh, yeah. We talked about this earlier this week on the program. It ties into some decisions that were made a few years back where a multi-hundred-million-dollar contract went out to a Halliburton subsidiary, basically saying that the government was going to contract with them to build detention centers. And I guess this is actually authorizing the building of those detention centers. So the funding was already in place, and this is kind of the next step in that line. And essentially, these are going to be concentration camps for people. I mean, they're trying to make it sound like, oh, it's only for emergencies when hurricane and emergency. But we already know that the U.S. federal government in the past has engaged in concentration camps when they rounded up the Japanese and Germans and put them in camps. So it's very possible that these camps will be used for that, or putting immigrants in them, or Muslims, or who knows who it is they're going to select to put in these camps. Dissidents, people that are against the draft when that comes back. So it could be absolutely anything. Either way, it's a scary situation, and I'm glad you called tonight about it, and thank you. 800-259-9231. But what can you do about it? I suppose you can call your so-called representatives and tell them not to pass it, but that hasn't done too much to stop the growth of the state.
No,
it hasn't done it realistically. I mean, everybody said don't pass the first bailout, and they passed the first bailout. So the idea that they would stop this one, it's hard for me to be optimistic about that. Well, let's continue and talk to, I believe we have Craig in New York. Craig, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, boys. What's happening?
Craig, what's on your mind tonight?
What's on my mind? Well, I got a little gripe, man.
Okay.
Listening to you guys from the Thursday show and then the extra podcast afterwards, you know, people come to Free Talk Live thinking that they're going to hear realistic libertarian ideas to help our country get back and our freedoms back. And, you know, you guys go off talking about this pie-in-the-sky ideals of no federal government, no military. How do you expect to exist in this world with that type of idea?
Well, there's lots of nations out there that really don't have much for
military. Costa Rica doesn't have any at all.
Who doesn't?
Costa Rica. What are you laughing about?
Who protects Costa Rica?
I would say probably the Costa Rican police force and the Costa Rican citizens.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully they conduct themselves in a manner that would keep them from getting invaded.
Yeah, like not bombing their neighbors.
Okay,
Costa Rica is not over in the Middle East bombing people.
If somebody wanted to, if we follow out your idea of a no federal government, of no military, what is to protect this country from foreign invasion?
Okay, what do you think is protecting Switzerland from foreign invasion? Why didn't Hitler invade Switzerland?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because everybody's armed there.
Okay, we heard that the other night with machine guns. Okay.
That's not necessarily
true.
But
now we have a nuclear world right now. Okay.
Nuclear.
We have nuclear war. And
yes, nuclear war. We have that.
Pardon?
We have nuclear war. Yes, sir.
We have.
Okay. Now you take away. You know, all right. Everybody in this country has a machine gun. Okay. Yeehaw. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, someone drops a 5-kiloton nuke in the middle of this country.
Let's talk about why that would happen. We'll bring you back for more of this discussion in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
It's time now for the Get Motivated Minute, designed to empower you to achieve your toughest goals with acclaimed motivational expert and success strategist, Tamara Lowe.
Do you have a hard time hiring new employees and deciding who's best? I make most of the hiring decisions for key positions in our company, and our motivational research has shown me how to better fit people and positions together. I first list the non-negotiable aptitudes that we need for the job. Then I write down the behaviors, skills, and experience that the ideal candidate for the position needs. This reveals the motivational DNA type that would be best suited for the opening. With budgets tighter and even less room for error, hiring the right person is crucial. Using motivational DNA as a key part of your hiring process will help you choose the best candidate for the job. For the Get Motivated Minute, I'm Tamara Lowe.
To learn more and to discover your motivational DNA profile, take the free test at getmotivatedbook.com. Drawing on 2 decades of research and thousands of interviews, in Get Motivated, Tamara Lowe reveals a groundbreaking tool to identify your unique motivational DNA. With simple strategies and specific steps, she provides advice on how to reach your goals quicker and easier than ever before. Get Motivated is available now wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away, and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. It's the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system. With over 400,000 posts, there's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff, all free for you at bbs.freetalklive.com. bbs.freetalklive.com.
The 57th running of America's legendary sports car classic runs Saturday, March the 21st at Sebring International Raceway in Sebring, Florida. The Mobile One 12 Hours of Sebring, presented by Fresh from Florida, features the fastest race cars in the world. Gates open at Wednesday, March the 18th, for 4 days of action, culminating with the big 12-hour classic on Saturday, March the 21st. Ticket information, visit SebringRaceway.com or call 1-800-626-RACE. SebringRaceway.com.
We're going to bring back Craig from New York. Craig, who called in to express his concern for some of the ideas that have been proposed on this show, mainly one of my favorite ones, abolishing the federal government entirely and allowing each state government to go ahead and just take care of itself, which of course would mean that there would be no more federal military, meaning that Craig is, a little scared as to what that could possibly, the ramifications of that could possibly be. So Craig, you were just a few moments ago, we went out to break with you, painting the scary scenario, this picture of a world in which the federal government disbands, the military disbands, and then, you know, China or somebody like that all of a sudden decides to hit a nuke and nuke California or something like that. Is that your fear?
Well, it's not that. Who would coordinate the defense of the country?
Well, if
you have 50 separate states, I understand the gig, you know, I understand where you're going. But, you know, you need somebody or some organization to coordinate the effort.
Well, for one, the states, if they so chose, could enter some organization for to organize that, like NATO or something like that. But
we need to look at the root.
What's the question here is, who's organizing the resistance in Iraq, for instance?
Excuse me?
Who's organizing the resistance in Iraq?
Who's organized? I would say Iran.
You think it's Iran?
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
You don't think we're not fighting a quasi war with Iran?
Well, you know, I do think that some people probably do believe that there's a top down hierarchy in every military operation. I, however, believe in free men and women toting guns and blowing away people that would terrorize them.
That tends to be what's going on, from my understanding. There are different insurgency groups in Iraq. Maybe some of them are tied into Iran, but many of them are not. They're acting independently on their own.
Very few are Iraqis, brother.
It's called decentralization. The idea is that you don't have a centralized authority deciding where to go and what to do. But before we get into all
this,
I don't want to get mired down.
U.S. intelligence disagrees with you on whether or not they're mostly Iraqis.
Right. I don't want to get mired down in this, because what we really need to look at is the root cause of why it is that so many Americans are afraid of being bombed or invaded. The reason why Americans are so afraid is because the reality is the U.S. military has been bombing and invading countries for decades. So that's why it is that...
I'm well aware of your America sucks attitude.
Not an America sucks attitude.
I think America's great. I think it's politicians, use the military-industrial complex in order to, propagate wars that are dangerous for the American
people. Right. I love America. I love freedom. What I don't like is government and the risk that it puts us at by going. One of the things that it does is goes and kills people around the world, which makes people awfully angry. Like, you might get kind of angry, Cliff, if the Canadians decided to come down there into New York and invade and start killing your family members. Maybe you'd get really upset and maybe shoot back at some of those Canadians, don't you think?
Wait, now, Tom, you guys are trying to make this too simplistic, okay?
Do you think it's simple?
Let's not make believe that there isn't any history. You're referencing the Iraq War, okay? Let's not make believe there isn't any history with Saddam Hussein and 17 different UN resolutions that he totally disregarded, okay?
Let's go back into real history.
Saddam Hussein, I agree with you, but when did Saddam Hussein stop getting his CIA checks? You know, the fact is, Saddam Hussein worked for the CIA, man.
He was paying, yes, okay, And that was because that we were in war with Afghanistan, right?
That's
and
because
Russia.
Whatever the United States politicians.
We understand that, okay?
No, you don't understand it, Cliff.
Cliff, it's Craig.
Okay,
Craig, man. It continues. It's the same thing over and over again.
Agreed.
We won't learn.
Why is that, though, bro?
Because we keep on
because
shooting people,
evil
dude.
In the world. You guys think.
Oh, there are evil people in the world,
you
by
and
your
they
definition.
Shoot people.
You guys think that if we just leave everybody alone, don't bother nobody, just sit in our country, and nobody will bother us. And that's BS, guys.
No, it's not BS.
Well,
in fact, Craig, it's actually the admonition, one of the warnings that are very clear from the founding fathers of this country, who made it very crystal clear that they didn't trust having standing armies because they knew they were a danger to liberty, because they knew that standing armies would be used for what standing armies do, and that is invading other people's territory.
Craig,
they said to stay out of entangling alliances,
world,
Craig.
Bro.
Do you think, Craig,
don't you carry a gun and just shoot people that are different? Than you. I mean, if they're so dangerous, these people that are different than you, why don't you just cap them before they come after you?
Come on, man. Come on. Talk. Now, see, this is what I'm talking about. You know, libertarianism is a great concept, and you guys go off the wall. Now, what you just said to me, come on. That's uncalled for and not based in reality, man.
That's what our foreign policy is. Our foreign policy is shoot people who disagree with us.
You guys talk, all right? But you know what? What drives this great country right now? What drives it?
Free entrepreneurship.
Free enterprise?
No, oil. Without oil, everything you guys talk about, everything you guys love, is done.
So are you saying that oil is worth killing people over, stealing their stuff?
Who's stealing it? We've made them people rich over there.
Who's them people?
Who's them people?
The ones that aren't dead, right?
Oh, come on, man. You know
people died in that war, right?
In what war?
Well, you picked the one in the Middle East. We've been over there. You know, white Westerners that speak English have been over there for the last 100 years. You pick one.
You're a sad
and we've
man,
also
Craig.
Built their countries, built their pipelines, built their oil.
Is it okay to build somebody a house and then shoot their kid?
Come on, man. You're not being fair.
No, you're not being
fair. It's not fair to shoot people. Stop advocating shooting people. I'll be fair to
Craig,
you.
Craig, how about this? How about this? Let's come to a compromise here, Craig. How about this? You and your warmongering friends can all get together. Yes, you are a warmonger. You get together with your buddies, and you can pile all your... Hang on, Craig. I'm going to throw out an idea, and I want to get you to respond to it here. Hang on, Craig. We're going to throw this out here and see what you think. You and your buddies can get together, raise some money together, go and hire some mercenaries, and go kill all the people around the world that you think that you should kill, and I'll just stay out of it. How does that sound?
Dude, this whole conversation, and this is what happens. My whole point of the conversation was that you guys have this pie-in-the-sky ideology that without a federal government and without military, we'll all just be honky-dory over here. And that's not the way the world runs, bro.
It actually is the way
now.
The world runs. If you don't initiate force on other people, they tend to leave you alone. If they do come after you for whatever reason to aggress on you, you have things to defend yourself with. It's called defense, not offense, and it's a sensible suggestion. It's the one that the founding fathers suggested, and apparently you don't really give a flip about what they had to say, do you?
Now, remember what Saddam Hussein was doing before we went in there?
I don't care what
don't
Saddam
care.
Hussein
you
was
don't
doing.
You don't care he was paying Hamas families $50,000 each to go blow themselves up in
I have enough there.
Should Canada have invaded because of what we did to the American Indian?
What?
Should Canada have invaded because of what we did to the American
Come on,
Indian?
Dude, you're off the wall.
I'm not off the wall.
No, you're off the
phone.
You
want to kill people.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Just the bloodlust is sick. Your call's about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com Omega.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
When times get tough, we must all decide what's most important in life. At EnduringRose.com, we believe that lasting relationships are what make life most meaningful. Showing our loved ones that we care is what helps us find happiness in an uncertain world. Enduring Rose can help. We have taken real roses, the universal symbols of love, and coated them in eternal and precious 24-karat gold. These roses, forever preserved in either white or yellow gold, will never wither and never die. Unlike traditional roses, they will endure as a timeless symbol of your love. These roses, either singles or bouquets, are sensible and affordable Valentine's Day gifts that will impress and deeply touch that special someone in your life. Show her that your love will weather the storm by giving her a gold-dipped rose from Enduring Rose. We offer military discounts and free shipping on qualified orders. That's E-N-D-U-R-I-N-G, Rose, EnduringRose.com, or call 702-453-7455. That's 702-453-7455.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you, they are completely free, including the live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free at listen.freetalklive.com.
AdamEve.com has a special offer for you. Go to AdamEve.com and get 50% off of one item when you type in FTL at the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. It's 50% off with offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. What do they have there at AdamEve.com? Well, it ain't apples and fig leaves. AdamEve.com.
All right, so let's continue with your phone calls, and we'll talk to Officer Liberty on the amp line. Hello, Officer Liberty.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just kind of called in spur of the moment, so we'll see what happens. I was just listening to you guys talking to that kook about the military and whatnot. And I think he was putting his views the wrong way, but also you guys are making some good points. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe, Ian, you said that if every citizen was armed, we wouldn't have a need for a military. Is that accurate?
I would say that's pretty accurate, yeah. I don't even think you need to have every individual armed. I think that just having the people that want to have arms is enough.
Some additional statements that I'd like to make to that, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, I was just curious how you guys would have, how you think that would have affected incidents such as Pearl Harbor. I mean, I don't think that a .45 caliber pistol is going to do much to a bomber plane, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's an interesting question, but we need to look at the reality of history first. And the reality of history is Pearl Harbor was almost a manufactured event in that the President Roosevelt at the time was very interested in getting into the war. So he engaged in essentially an economic blockade of Japan. They blocked their oil supplies from getting to Japan as well as other things. So essentially, without actually doing so, they had sort of declared war against Japan, and Japan essentially was retaliating against it. Am I understanding? Was I recounting that correctly?
It doesn't sound entirely inaccurate to me.
Yeah. So basically, Japan was provoked into attacking the United States. And plus, as you pointed out a few nights ago, Mark, the Hawaiian Islands in the first place were taken by force by the U.S. federal government. It wasn't even a state at that time.
And Mark, what points were you going to make?
Well, on this, I would make just that we really didn't belong in the Hawaiian Islands in the first place. You know, the Pacific Theater of World War II is probably the best recent war that one can use, you know, as an example. But the United States used its economic power to, if not attack, provoke another nation. I don't recommend provoking other nations, economic and military might to do this. And I don't recommend provoking nations. I recommend, you know, getting along with people. Now, I know that may sound like appeasement to some folks, and I'll tell you, I was in the you know, yay, military, go war camp at one point. But you know, the more I look at history, our involvement in World War I made World War II.
That's true.
I mean, how much military could we have brought to bear on Japan if we weren't involved in a war in Europe that we basically started 30 years before that with World War I? I mean, how long would World War II have taken?
Yeah.
So, does that answer your question?
Pretty much. Also, I just wanted to talk to you guys quick about, have you guys heard about HR, I believe it's 6?
HCR.
Man, we are getting call after call about this. Yes, as a matter of fact, we talked about it at the top of the show, so when the archive's up later, grab it at freetalklive.com, and we actually had a quick little interview with one of the reps that sponsored that.
Okay, well, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So
let's talk. Can we talk a little bit about this military thing? Because this is,
please.
It's tough for people, and it was tough for me.
Yeah.
I was not the one reason that I believe the United States federal government has the best reason for us still paying our taxes is the military. I mean, it's the best reason. I'm not for it because I believe that the founding fathers did not believe in a standing army. Now the people would say, well, the world's changing. We're the world's policemen. What about you wouldn't let the Jews die, you know, like there's all these arguments, and you know, I am for sending armed military response where people are being treated unfairly.
Pay for it voluntarily, though.
Absolutely. The fact is, the Armenian War and the IRA, the Irish Rebellion, were both funded just in the United States, essentially, by voluntary funds. Those people managed to fight. The Armenians won, and the IRA, well, you know, it's one of the freest nations on earth right now, Ireland is. Even more so the United States, if you look at the Heritage Foundation.
The Economic Freedom List.
Yeah, the Economic Freedom List. So, it can be done, folks. I understand. I'm afraid of, and this is the big one, what about the nuclear weapons flying through
nuclear.
The sky? the big ICBMs. Now, first off, people confuse what a nuclear weapon is with what an ICBM is. And, you know, you have to have an intercontinental ballistic missile is a big darn thing, and it's expensive to maintain over a long period of time. But there's some country out there that would do just that. There's been technology, since World War II, honestly, ballistic cannons. This is just a big tube of metal that would hurl a large bullet through the air 500 miles. At the right angle, you could just have small militias take out, with today's computer technology, ICBMs don't really have much of a chance against something like that.
And let's talk about the reality of what the free market world, defense world would look like. You could, this is a speculation, obviously we don't know exactly what it would look like, but we know there would be no governmental military that would be over in other countries fomenting hatred of Americans' policies or of Americans. And so that right there, the fact that there would be no invasions of other countries would go a long way to keeping us safe. But even still, some people are really paranoid about, well, they're going to come and invade us for our freedoms. Well, now, wait a minute. What's the real motivation there? If it's whether we're talking about invasion or dropping a bomb, what are the motivations? Why would some other country...
Britney Spears and Coca-Cola.
It's ludicrous.
She'd run around in one of them half shirts, and it makes them Muslim men crazy.
That's nonsense, and that's propaganda.
It's not what Osama bin Laden quoted in his stuff. He just wants to be able to have his own little rebellion in Saudi Arabia, and he knows that he's not going to be able to take that over from his brother Hassan unless the United States military is out of there. And so he wants the United States military out of the Middle East, and I believe that to be a very fair thing. Now, I'm not saying that I think it's fair to blow up buildings full of innocent civilians,
right?
But I can see why.
If it's Western culture that is so offensive that somebody is going to drop a bomb on this country, then you have to ask, why is it that other countries that don't have the military the U.S. does have not been bombed? They haven't. It's because it's not about the Western culture. It's about invading other countries and the retaliation for that. So in the absence of that, if you wanted to put up a surface-to-air missile site just to keep your state safe, you could still do that. You could still have your own military structures if that was what was floating your boat. And as you were saying, Mark, if people wanted to get together and buy these things and form the militias that they felt that they needed to form to make themselves feel safe, they certainly could. The money that the U.S. military spends doesn't just come out of thin air. It's wealth that's extracted from the American people. So all of the American people that want to support war type things could just do that. And then those of us who don't want to support it, like me, I'm not interested in being involved in that. I wouldn't have to. Right? I wouldn't be threatened with a jail cell.
If you look at United States history, now remember, we were warned by the founding fathers not to get involved in these things in the first place, but we did.
What do they know?
If you look at United States history, you'll find that there were only the Pacific, if you use the Pacific theater of World War II, fine. Even though Hawaii wasn't a state, some American soil that we had, stuck a flag on and said, this is ours, after we got it from Great Britain. It was the Sandwich Islands. And, the native people were subjugated, whatever. So you can say that that was an attack. And then you can look at sort of the Mexican-American War, which, there's still some debatability as to whether or not, I think it was Santa Ana had invaded sovereign soil. It's certainly the Revolutionary War, but at that point, it's not even the nation at that. So there's very few wars where we've actually been attacked. Unfortunately, we go in and we kill them first.
Toll-free number here for you, 800-259-9231. I'm going to try to burn through as many calls as possible here in moments, the remaining moments of the show. If you're on the line, we will do our best to get to you, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, comment on the war thing, or whatever you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Confidential is email. Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Not even going to give you the number because the lines are loaded. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give to you. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations and bringing more internet listeners on board with the program. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more and jump on board. That's amp.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls. About what you want, we will go to, I believe, Mark is on the line in Texas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call, and I will forego asking you how you're doing because you appear to be doing pretty well.
Thanks, Mark.
I think the earlier caller from New York has, on his best day, a myopic view of the world and America's place in it. I'm not sure exactly where the founders wrote that we should be preordained or concerned with the matters of other states. And I would also tell that caller, without insult or injury, that the very first foreign country to recognize this early young republic was Morocco, which was an Islamic country. We are experiencing a takeover, which has been underway for a very long time, and the idea that our ability to defend ourselves, which is the only reason we should have a military to begin with, is something that should come with the attachment of, South Korea, Germany, England, and I can't even begin to name all the countries where we have sustained bases, where he and I, the caller I refer to, continue to pay endlessly for the deployment of and the equipping of these troops.
Over 700 military bases.
700 military bases in 131 countries.
It's positively outrageous.
And it is outrageous.
He also mentioned the word history in his diatribe, and I would suggest that he strongly look honestly at history, because I'm encouraged that people would even actually use the word. But yes, go ahead and check history out and find out who is to blame and who is responsible for
this. Well, for people like Craig, though, history begins on 9/11/2001. For people like him, there is no history before that.
Well, and perhaps you're right, and I would just suggest that, you know, maybe it's a reason for encouragement that he actually even called in, because it sounds to me, if your analogy is correct, that it is very often listening to the Rush Limbaughs of the world, who would pretend to hold up this left-right paradigm, as it's often referred to, and I think pretty accurately, that the world is viewed through in America. And the truth of the matter is that it really boils down to one very simple question. If you want to get right down to it, it's like, what came first, the chicken or the egg? And we don't have any business being in a lot of these places doing what we're doing, regardless of the stated reasons and objectives that are given. And it doesn't take a very, very bright person to figure out, with all this available to people historically at their fingertips via the Internet, to figure out that, well, you know what, things are not exactly the way they're being stated, rather in unison by all these so-called media outlets. So hats off to you guys and others like you who continue, although there are times when I don't agree with you, but that's the beauty of being an American. What it is left of it, anyhow.
Well said, Mark. Thank you for the call tonight. Let's talk to Mike in Montana, listening to KGEZ. Mike, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm a student of history, and, you know, every time you talk about something, especially on the radio with thousands of people listening, you almost have to let people know where you come from.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm part Native American, and so our founding fathers, they fought in Indian wars before they fought the British in the Revolution.
That much is true.
And in the Constitution, it does call for a standing Navy and Marines.
Well,
the reason was very clear, because the War of 1812, England did attack us. They burned our capital.
Well,
so,
they didn't attack by burning the capital. I believe that they were taking merchant men. They were taking people off ships and enlisting them, essentially, in their, you know, taking them captive off ships. And we sort of started a war over that. Now, I would at that point, I would say something to the effect of, "Hey, really, is it the obligation of the of Washington and everyone else to protect people outside in international waters?" I don't think
no
so.
No way.
Personally.
If you want protection for your ship, you should hire it.
Well, our founding fathers, in many letters that you guys are well versed in, wrote about the, you know, the pending, you know, antagonism by the British banking system and by the British monarchy, that they wanted America back, that it was a sore spot and that they lost.
Mm-hmm.
And so after they were done with the Napoleonic, the point being, is that I wanted to address the things that Craig was talking about when he was talking about history and stuff. And, we had militias, which are a form of standing army. They're a volunteer army. They're not controlled by the federal government, though the states could usher them under the umbrella of the president in a time of emergency or war. But we had standing militias, which is a form of a standing military.
Yeah, but the militias are militias. Me with a gun, following, deciding to follow that day what the governor says. If I'd also if I also decide, you know, I'm done with this militia thing, I could just as easily do that, and the governor really couldn't do anything about it. So at that point, you have people serving at the pleasure of, you know, at
of
their
themselves.
Own pleasure,
yeah.
As opposed to serving.
You kind of need to look to history on that. They had. For the technological advancements of their day, they had mortar units and they had artillery units, which would be like anti-aircraft units, and they had cavalry units, which required a lot of bit of training on your horse with the other horsemen.
Nothing beats a guy that knows how to shoot a gun, though.
Right, certain counties, certain judges, certain representatives, senators, they led the militia units, and they had an authority like a sheriff has authority in a county. If someone broke ranks they could suffer a penalty while they were serving in the militia. You see it in the War of 1812. You see it in the Revolutionary War. You see it in the Civil War, where militia units, there was hanging of troops that broke rank because it was demoralizing to have someone say, I'm not in this anymore, you know.
It certainly was not perfect.
I'm not for that.
Right.
The simple fact that I use the terminology militia doesn't mean that, you know, that I'm all for everything that every militia's ever done everywhere.
Right.
I am saying that I do believe that people should, you know, a free people should fight freely.
It should be a voluntary association of individuals coming together for their common cause. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Stuart in Kentucky. Stuart, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, well, I'm here to talk about, and this is all new to me, so just bear with me. I haven't done anything like this in a few years.
Okay, be gentle.
I'm here to talk about the 9th and 10th Amendment. So far, 8 or 9 states are going by the 9th and 10th Amendment, declaring sovereignty from the federal government.
Well, they haven't actually declared anything yet, from what I can tell.
They're working on it. There's bills and resolutions in, you're right, it's Arizona, Hawaii, Montana, Michigan, Missouri, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, and Washington. New Hampshire leading that pack, I would like to add. And there's also, it looks like 12 or 13 states looking at doing similar measures later on this year. Alaska, Alabama, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kansas, Nevada, Maine, and Pennsylvania.
It's a good start. It's not really a declaration of anything because none of them have passed yet. But even when they do pass, all it will really be is a declaration, and it's not really them doing anything more than just saying, hey, we've had enough. But it's a good start, and I thank you for the call. I wish we had more time. We've got to get to more callers here. We talked to Mike in California. Mike, you are on Free Talk Live. Mike, California, going once. Mike in California, going twice. We go to the AMP line, unscreened call. You are on the air.
Hey, Ian, it's Chris from Austin.
Chris, what's on your mind?
I wanted to respond real quick to that caller. It was a couple calls back about the militias.
Yes, sir.
And also about the Founding Fathers. One thing that drives me crazy is that there's this assumption that all the Founding Fathers were in agreement, and in fact, it was almost bipartisan, just like it is today.
Yes.
Between the Democratic Republicans and the Federalists and Hamilton and Jefferson. I mean, the issue of the Standing Army was one of the main cogs in their arguments. Also, up until after the Civil War, I don't know, and probably before the income tax came in, there's a very clear difference in the legal definition of a militia and an army, and that those waters were muddied deliberately by Congress,
mm-hmm.
Where they basically said the National Guard would take the place of the militia.
Yeah, and we see what happened there.
A lot of confusion about that. Militia was all the able-bodied men were expected to answer the call if there was an invasion. An army was no such thing. It was an instrument of the political body.
The idea of fighting a land war on the in the United States of America when there are 9 out of 10 9 guns for every 10 Americans is absolutely ludicrous.
It's a suicide run.
You can't do it. You can't fight a land war against the United States of America.
And we can't continue because we're done for tonight. Thanks for the call, dude. We'll see you on Monday night online. In the meantime, at freetalklive.com, wishing you a happy, safe, and fun rest of your weekend.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.